Let it be. Ray Charles lends his own unique style to those words that John Lennon and Paul McCartney put to music in 1970. In many ways, those three words are the essence of Special Olympics, an organization that our family has been deeply involved in for the last 20 plus years. Let it be. Special Olympics provides a space for everyone to be who they are, without judgment, without pressure to conform, without an expectation to act normal or to try to be someone they are not. Everyone can just be. Special Olympics was founded in 1968, growing out of a summer camp for children with disabilities that Eunice Kennedy Shriver held in her backyard. Since then, it's become a global movement with local competitions, national games, which our family attended in Seattle in 2018, and international games held every 4 years and broadcast on ESPN. In Loudoun County, Special Olympics has been around since the 1970s. And a friend of mine, Adam Bell, who's a longstanding Special Olympics athlete, can and will tell you about those early days and the gentleman who started Special Olympics in Loudoun, Horst Lassiter, who passed away just last year. But let me take a step back and tell you how and why we got involved in Special Olympics and in the broader issue of providing opportunities for individuals with disabilities. It began on May 18, 1992, with the birth of our daughter, Kelly. After a rather ordinary birth, says the guy who didn't really do anything other than almost pass out during the birthing process, our pediatrician came in to see us. And her first question was, I thought, a bit unusual. Does Kelly look like her brother did when he was born? And with a laugh, I said, yeah, they both looked like Yoda. They were not attractive newborns. She didn't laugh, but instead she went on to explain that Kelly had certain features: a wide forehead, almond-shaped eyes, a gap between two of her toes. They were characteristic of children with Down syndrome. And so our journey began. We were living in Connecticut at the time, and in August of 1992, 3 months after Kelly was born, we found out that the Connecticut Special Olympics State Games were being held nearby. We thought, what better way to see what was in store for our child than to go to watch the games? So we went, and honestly, it was very hard for us. We still saw these athletes for the limitations that they had, and we weren't ready to fully let go of the expectations we had for who our daughter would be. We weren't able to let it be. Before I go any further, perhaps it's useful to provide some clarification on how I regard the words "let it be." Let it be does not mean don't have or set expectations. It means have or set expectations that are aligned with a person's ability. It does not mean that you abandon efforts to make things better. Rather, let it be means to acknowledge your circumstances and start from there. I think of the Serenity Prayer, which is a variation of a prayer attributed to American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, and adopted by, among others, Alcoholics Anonymous. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. What we could not change, nor did we want to, was the essence of who Kelly is. And we could not change the fact that life was going to be more difficult for Kelly and for the rest of our family. She was going to require an extraordinary amount of work for a much longer period of time than a typical kid. She would, more than most children, and certainly more than most adult children, impact where we live, the types of jobs we pursue, how we vacation, what food we eat, and the amount of free time that we have. That we weren't going to change. What did change for us dramatically and entirely positively was how we saw people with different abilities and how we engaged with them. By living the experience and getting to know many individuals with special needs, we became more compassionate, more patient, more embracing of people that fell outside the bell curve of normal behavior and ability. Not just on the basketball court or in the swimming pool, but at the grocery store checkout, at the coffee shop, on the phone with those customer service people, and even, though with some difficulty, with the Social Security Administration representative. And by the way, the let it be mantra is still a work in progress within our family. We don't always approach every situation with patience and acceptance. I can think of two incidents in just this past week that frustrated all three of us. But we continue to seek the right combination of changing what we can in our household and accepting what we cannot. So how we think of and engage with people is one thing that we could change. The other thing that we could change was what opportunities individuals with disabilities in our local community are afforded. And so Joan and I became involved in numerous organizations, Special Olympics, special education in the schools, Challenger Baseball, Very Special Arts, ECHO, where every citizen has opportunities, and A Farm Less Ordinary. And through those organizations, we became involved in the lives of scores of wonderful people that otherwise we might never have met. Since sports and athletic activities were important parts of Joan's and my childhoods and youth experiences and our early adulthood, it was natural for us to get involved in Special Olympics. We had Kelly playing basketball when she was 8 years old, and soon to follow were soccer and Challenger Baseball. As Kelly got older, she participated in nearly every sport the Special Olympics in Loudoun had to offer, including swimming, bowling, bocce, volleyball, tennis, track, and during the pandemic, a walking program that Joan organized called On the Move. Before too long, Joan and I both became coaches. Joan followed her passion for the pool and coached swimming, and I have, for the last 15 years or so, coached basketball. And I even had a short stint coaching soccer, for better or for worse. I've also served for 6 years on the Loudoun County Special Olympics Council, which is a group of volunteers that runs the business of Special Olympics in Loudoun. My involvement in Special Olympics has been one of the most durable, most satisfying endeavors that I have ever been involved in. My favorite day of the year is in early December, the first day of basketball practice. There's so much love in that gym as athletes come back together after, for many, not having seen their teammates and their friends for 8 months or so. Hugs abound, smiles are constant. Everyone, or nearly everyone, except for those who are just grumpy, and there are those that are just grumpy. But almost everyone is just excited to have the opportunity to play a game with their friends twice a week for the next 3 months. And lying over top all of that excitement and energy is complete acceptance. All of us in that gym accept each other for who we are. It's a no judgment zone. The athletes certainly don't judge each other. The coaches have expectations, but those expectations align with abilities, not with what level of performance someone else thinks is proper. We celebrate every achievement, no matter how small it might seem to others. And parents get a reprieve from worrying about whether their child is fitting in. That may be the greatest service Special Olympics provides to families. Joan and I have seen fitting in worry from both sides. Kelly was on the football cheerleading squad when she was in high school, and she was awesome. She had confidence and talent, but every home football game when Kelly was in front of that crowd was stressful for us. We worried, honestly, about her not drawing too much attention to herself or being hurt by other people's judgment. So we know how important it is to be in places where the only expectation is that any individual do what he or she can. So a minute ago, I used the term acceptance, and that isn't quite right. I have spoken in the past about how acceptance from others is the first step, or perhaps the second after tolerance. The next step, inclusion, still sounds like someone else is doing a favor to those that are different by letting them be included. Beyond acceptance and inclusion is belonging. This is what everyone strives for, finding your people, truly belonging in a group that loves you. And that is what Special Olympics provides to the hundreds of thousands of athletes and families that participate in it. We heard this morning the music of two individuals who, along with their amazing ability, also had a significant disability. Mozart had autism. Ray Charles was blind. But they both had extraordinary, unique talent. And so they rose to the very top of their profession. They have achieved great fame and admiration, and the world is so much richer for it. As I said earlier, Imagine if they were dismissed, never allowed to express their abilities. We would all be poorer for it. But for every one of those individuals with world-class talent, there are millions more women, men, girls, and boys who have abilities that are more ordinary. And often those abilities are overshadowed by what the rest of us see as their disabilities or shortcomings, or what some might refer to as odd or unusual behaviors. And yes, there are also millions of men, women, boys, and girls who don't have very many at all of the abilities that most of us take for granted, for whom life is a struggle just to get through the day. But the amount of talent or ability that an individual has does not determine their worthiness. As we heard in the call to worship, our first principle calls us to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Special Olympics has provided our family the opportunity, indeed the obligation, to put the first principle into practice. And for that matter, the second principle as well. And for those of you that need a reminder, the second principle is justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. When it comes to providing opportunities for individuals with special needs, our family is not extraordinary. With humility, I acknowledge that there are many others who do it better, who are more committed than we are, that have a bigger impact than we do, right here in Loudoun County, in Virginia, in the United States, and in the world. But like so many others, we do what we can in the time that we have available and to the best of our ability. I hope that each of you finds a cause that brings out your talent and your passion, as Joan and I have been so fortunate to have found in our lives. May it be so, let it be. I'd like to finish today by introducing you to an extraordinary young man named Alex Burns. Alex has been a Special Olympics athlete in Loudoun County for many years. And when you hear what Alex has to say, it's something that you won't soon forget.
I am not a too bad. I am not an only if. I am definitely not how unfortunate. I love my life and I'll tell you why. Let's begin with Special Olympics, an incredible organization for which I have been a Virginia Area 14 athlete for the past several years. I have played flag football, soccer, and basketball. Soccer was okay, but basketball is my favorite. But it's so much more than just learning how to do a crossover dribble, hit a jump shot, or make a basket from downtown. In Special Olympics, we learn about giving back, making a difference, and being the best we can be. And yes, of course we like to win, but it is also not all about winning. I also act in local plays. I have a great job, good friends, and close family. I get to be an advocate for people with disabilities, and I'm going to college. My disability does not define me. It is simply a small part of a much bigger life. And yeah, I was born with something called autism. You may have heard of it. You definitely know somebody with it. So what is autism? Here's a way to describe autism without getting too sciencey. It's like the difference between an iPhone and an Android. The way they work is different, but they both work as phones, even if they might take different paths to reach the same result. Individuals with autism are not all the same. If you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. People with disabilities are as varied as people of different races, religions, and cultures. And doesn't that make the world so much more interesting? Some individuals with autism are nonverbal, meaning they don't speak or speak very little. But nonverbal is not the same as non-thinking. Please don't make that mistake. Many with nonverbal autism communicate through the written word, including beautiful poetry and stories. Others communicate through technology, like computers and phones, and even have their own blogs. People say those with autism have a neurodivergent brain. I love that term, neurodivergent. Almost makes me feel like I have some kind of superpower, right? Let's talk about some other folks that are believed to have had autism and done pretty well for themselves. Albert Einstein, you might know him as the scientist with the big hair. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, one of the most talented musicians and composers of all time. Sir Isaac Newton, the discoverer of gravity, kind of important. How about our third president and writer of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson? Michelangelo, Charles Darwin, and poet Emily Dickinson, the list goes on and on. Mind blown, right? So, we've talked about me, we've talked about superpowers and historical figures. Now it's time to talk about you. See, you're kind of important to our future and how people like me are treated, how we may feel more included in every part of society. So what can you do, you ask? Well, it's actually quite simple. There will come a time when you're walking down your street or in the halls or even down a grocery aisle and you're going to cross paths with someone that has some type of disability. And you're going to have to make a decision, a very important one. You might look away, possibly pretend you're busy, or you're going to do the thing I hope you do. You're gonna look that person square in their eyes, flash your best smile, and say what's up, or hey, or hello. Recognize us as people equal in your eyes, and I promise it will make you feel good too. Special Olympics is so excited to celebrate more than 50 years of history and launch the next phase of a global movement and discrimination of people with intellectual disabilities. Together, we can overcome the fear of difference through the power of inclusion. Join the inclusion revolution today.